No easy transition to this, Sean, so let's just talk about the NFL. We've got, I mean, look, the Pro Bowl has always been kind of a joke anyway, right?
Oh, gosh.
How many times have you said, hey, just put some flags on their waist? Just make this a flag football competition.
I can tell you definitively I haven't watched it in 30 years. And when I say definitively, I remember watching that like when I was 22 and going, wow, is this bad? And I never turned it back on.
Well, now we've got an updated format for the Pro Bowl in the NFL. WJR sports analyst Steve Courtney with us. Steven, I imagine some people are probably going to be pretty excited about these changes.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Chris, Sean, good morning to you. Hello again, my friends. This update, by the way, brought to you by Pain-Free Life Centers. You know they've been providing real pain relief to thousands for over a decade. No drugs, no injections, no surgery, and no side effects. Go where Darren McCarty goes to treat his pain. Your consultation and first treatment are absolutely free. Visit painfreelifecenters.com to learn more. Yeah, it took a while, but the National Football League finally decided, yeah, the Pro Bowl is kind of stupid as it stands right now. The NFL is replacing the Pro Bowl with week-long skills competitions and, I don't know what the difference is here, a flag football game. The new event will replace the full contact showcase, which, by the way, started back in 1951. It will be renamed, this took a while, the Pro Bowl Games, and will feature AFC and NFC players showcasing their football and non-football skills in challenges over several days. Now, the 2023 games.
Did you say non-football skills? What does that consist of?
I don't know.
Lacing up cleats. Here we go. Who can do it the fastest?
The 2023 games, just so you know, will be held in Las Vegas, and the flag football game at Allegiant Stadium is February 5th. So, you know, as you guys were discussing, it has come off the tracks for a long, long time. Look, it's not football. Has nothing to do with football, the Pro Bowl. Couldn't hit the quarterback, can't do this, can't do this, can't do this. And again, I am going to make a statement here, which I have said for years, and I stand by. Of the four majors, the only All-Star game which is pretty much authentic would be Major League Baseball.
Yes.
Because you play the game according to the rules of the game. And they've tried to spice it up over the years with the World Series, home field advantage, yada, yada, yada. But the All-Star games in the National Hockey League and the NBA are just offensive showcases. It is what it is. But when you consider it, the actual first Pro Bowl was in January of 1951 in Los Angeles. Stayed there for 21 seasons before the game moved to different cities from 72 through 1980. You'll recall Hawaii hosted from 1980 through 2009. And that was back in our youth, fellas. Mm-hmm. You would watch it. Because, you know what, it was football for crying out loud. Then the older you got, you're starting to raise an eyebrow thinking,
this stinks.
This is stupid.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, I mean, for me, the best thing about Pro Bowl week was these stupid competitions, at least over the last couple of years that they put these guys through. The obstacle courses that the quarterbacks or the wide receivers had to go through, the target practice that the quarterbacks did. I mean, that was actually at least more entertaining than the game. So if you're going to expand that, great. But it is going to be kind of funny watching the best in the world play with flags, you know, flags on the, around their waist. That to me is hilarious.
Well, again, getting back to your original question, fellas, as it relates to the new format, showcasing their football and non-football skills. What are we going to do? Put them in a kitchen and see if they can make a souffle? I don't know what's going on here.
This is what I'm saying. We're going to watch Tyreek Hill see if he can do the Pythagorean theorem. It's going to be exhilarating television.
You know, it's just gotten to a point where if you're a Pro Bowler, you know, get your bonus. Hey, you had a great year. Congratulations. You know, once the season is over, it's over. And I think that was one of the glaring things about the Pro Bowl as well, you know, that it wasn't played the way the game was supposed to be played. And, you know, it got silly. So, you know, we'll see how this thing works. But for the life of me, I can't imagine this thing taking off. I just can't.
Yeah, I agree. What are you more inclined to watch this now?
Absolutely not. It just does no. You know what? If you were going to do a flag football game, Steve, how about grabbing some of those guys from the days of our youth that still have tendons in their knees and everything? I'd love to see something like that. I'd watch something like that. Watch Joe Montana throw a pass to Jerry Rice. But in this format, no, zero interest.
You know what, Sean? I think an executive from Fox just heard your suggestion. We are going to have the Champions Tour in the NFL.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Bunch of 50-year-olds teeing it up for
get
crying out loud.
In there.
Montana throws it 25 yards, celebrating like he just won a Super Bowl again. Steve, you want to hang around? We got another fun guest coming up here in a couple minutes. You want to stick around for Frank Ragnow?
Yeah, I spoke with Frank filling in for Mitch last night. All of a sudden, me and Frank are BFFs. Sure.
That's unsurprising. Any other final closing words for us this segment?
Well, key NFC East battle on Monday Night Football last night. Cowboys hold on at the Meadowlands to knock off the G-Men 23-16. Jerry Jones, the fine owner of the Cowboys, this past week said he's kind of hoping for a quarterback controversy. Cooper Rush, 21 of 31, 215 yards, a rating of 98.2. How do you think Dak Prescott feels about that? All right.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. We got a controversy in the D. All right, Stevie, stick around with us. Frank Ragnow coming up next here on the Paul W. Smith Show.